All right. Hello. My name is Freddie Page. I am an assistant professor here at Virginia Tech, and I would like to do my StoryCorps interview for how hip-hop has influenced me in college and life in general. So my first question is, what is my earliest memory of hip-hop? Why is it so memorable to me? I'd say my earliest memory would have to be just jamming out to something on the radio. Where I grew up, we had a mixed radio station. We never had a hip-hop station growing up, and there definitely wasn't apps and all of that type of stuff to allow you to listen to whatever you wanted to. Just at the click of a button on the phone. We still had tape decks and CD players, etc. But yeah, just every time a hip-hop song would come on that everybody from the community liked or the family liked or whoever was rocking with us to listen to the communal radio, I can just kind of reminisce and feel how that energy was different when a hip-hop song would come on versus something else. And it was just memorable because we felt like we had something, we owned something, and something represented us to the mainstream. What is my favorite hip-hop nickname or slang term? Oh, man, that's tough. I really like that Nas says stage name, real name, same thing. Or rap name, real name, same thing. Slang term. I really like the way that hip-hop really was able to flip dirty and make dirty seem like something that's kind of cool, I guess. So dirty, and especially when in the dirty South when people were really good at flipping it around and putting twang on it. Let's see. I should describe what I think makes hip-hop unique from other music styles. I would actually say it's really not that unique from other music styles. We really try to make it seem like this abstract and really unique thing, but really it's just a culture who's connecting to their African roots and their communal roots, really similar to like a drum circle or just community music creation. And it's just a conglomerate of so many other music styles that were built off of that original African music. Lots of improvisation, and I would say that I guess the only unique thing, or not the only unique thing, but the most unique thing that I can think about is how people can make music almost out of nothing in this genre. It's like you don't have to have in-tune instruments and like a very expensive space or expensive equipment or a long-lasting set of training or anything like that. You can just come through, beat on the table, and kick your story. How do I know when I love a hip hop song? It's just when it resonates with my soul, resonates with my heart, but also really makes me think. Because even the songs I really vibe out to and I feel like they have a good or a fun vibe that's infectious, those go away eventually after a certain amount of time, the new sound comes. But the real classics are the ones that I really love, are the ones that really make me think about something. And it's like I can't get that thing off my mind. Or if I want to think about that, all I do have to do is put on that song and my mind's automatically going to go into that space. How has hip-hop impacted my VT experience? Coming here, I knew I wanted to go to a school that had a positive space for people who make hip-hop in a hip-hop community. So just having Digging in the Crates really has been helpful just to my mental health and my anxiety and, you know, just fighting depression and trying to stay up. And hip-hop's a big part of that. So it's cool to have this here. And you know, just the fact that I'm in a booth inside of the library right now recording an interview on hip-hop is really cool to me. It shows that there are people here that support the culture and care. So yeah, it's been great. It also has been a great way not to only meet other faculty members but students and learn more about their dreams and see how I can help support them. In what ways does hip-hop shape my thinking? It reminds me to keep it fresh, be creative, pay homage to those before me. It reminds me to be rhythmic, and it definitely reminds me to make sure that I'm being my authentic self. Which hip-hop inspired clothing trends have I worn or wanted to wear growing up? Probably all of them. I wasn't that impressionable, but I like trying out different things and seeing what I look like. I mean, there definitely was the baggy clothes trend. Definitely had a lot of athletic gear and jerseys, etc. Jordans were definitely a thing in my life growing up. I think I guess jewelry a little bit, but I've never been huge into jewelry. Hats here and there, hit or miss. Yeah, if I could be in the studio with a hip hop artist, who would it be and why? Anytime ever, I'm thinking I'm getting in the booth with probably. I'm saying if it's just one artist, it's got to be Dr. Dre. Yeah, he's just done some incredible things, East Coast, West Coast, overall, different types of experimental music. I heard he's also a perfectionist, and he really pushes his artists and really produces people. So, yeah, I'd say Dr. Dre has like a slight push past Swiss Beats. Swiss Beats would probably be my second. But a long list. There's a lot of folks. Get at me if you're hearing this. What's my favorite hip hop dance and why? Man, I'm not the best dancer. I'm really a two step guy, and not the two step that came out when I was in like high school or whatever. DJ Unk and T-Pain or whatever. Man. My favorite dance would probably be, like, really watching other people do it. I actually scratched that. It's going to be the Soulja Boy, now that I think about it, just because how young he was and how he set a trend of really young kids making an impact on hip-hop with the snap music. I'm not, like, the hugest Soulja Boy fan in terms of who he is, and I don't know him as a person, but, you know, I really wanted to see him grow more as an artist as he aged, but... Yeah, I'd say the Soulja Boy just because of what he did and how he inspired so many kids, including me. Man. Is there a hip-hop song that is or has been my theme music to life, man? The Nas Life is Good album was my theme music to life for a long time. Probably still is. Jadakiss's album with Why, Make You Wanna, What You So Mad At. Ludacris had a few joints. Yeah, it's more of an album than one song that's going to be my theme music. Even though I do like to repeat certain songs in the shower and stuff like that throughout the day, where you can be on repeat. But for the most part, I'm an album guy, and I like to talk about all different types of emotions and thoughts. Oh, man. All right. What is my favorite hip-hop song? Man. Golly. Let me think. My favorite hip-hop song is going to be Jadakiss Why, because it was extremely commercial, and he's not even that commercial of a guy, but it definitely raised a lot of questions that the mainstream audience needed to ask themselves and talk about. So I was really, really, really happy to... hear that song came out and had so much success. Will I rap my favorite lyrics? Man, let's see. Man, golly, I'm trying to think what would be my favorite lyrics. Let's see. Yeah, I'll do something of my own. Cause I can't really pick through the artists I love. I've got a few on my mind from Jadakiss, and even from Ludacris. Oh, and from Cassidy. But I'll do me, man. Why not? All right. So it's about hip-hop here. One of my favorite vices, time and precise, it seems illogical that you were psychic. Somehow you knew I'd like it. I try and fight it, can't candle light it, I can't ignite it. I guess your man's not hot, I'm feeling uninvited. These hips are underrated. but still get the undivided. I just made a clear mistake, but saw no need to hide it. Can't beat them, don't join them. I follow simple models and point them. Can't greet them, won't warn them. They follow simple models, just join them. From their aptitude, they disrespect my rapper too. Yeah, they make music, but now they ain't no rapper dudes. Appreciate y'all for listening. One.